the fold reveals that indeed both phones have a similar top plastic protection, but underneath that layer the screens are constructed differently. We can see that the fold has clean flexing plastic, while the flip has the thin cracked layers of glass. I imagine the glass layer does help keep the display a tad more rigid than if it didn't exist at all, but it's still not what your fingers are touching when you use the phone. And it's important to remember that the outer layer of the new flip is still as soft as the original Galaxy Fold. Let's see if we can tear this thing open and find those dust-resistant bristles inside the hinge. I'll remove the black tape protecting the inner screen side of the hinge. This reveals a ton of screws, but not a whole lot else at the moment. We'll flip the phone around and come in from the other side. The top piece of glass comes off easy enough. This got crushed during the bin test, which the Galaxy Z Flip performed very well in, actually. I'll disconnect the front screen ribbon, like a little Lego. Remember, this is the tiny little display, the viewfinder thing that we can see when the phone is closed. Kind of fun. I'll bust out my heat gun for the bottom section of glass since it's still glued into place. The heat helps soften the adhesive, and I can pull the glass away from the foam body with my suction cup and pry tool. Setting that off to the side, we get our first look at the wireless charging pad in the bottom half of the phone. There is one screw holding down the black plastic bracket over top of the ribbon cable. Once that's unplugged, I can set the wireless charger off to the side, and I can start on the plastics. The bottom black plastics have 5 screws. Then that loudspeaker can come away from the foam body. You can see the white water damage indicator next to the gold contact pads, which let the speaker communicate with the motherboard. The top plastics have their own 6 screws, and then an additional 2 screws at the bottom of the large rectangular plate. And I'll be honest, this thing actually looks super awesome inside. Thumbs up for that. A transparent skin on this phone would look incredible. Let me know in the comments if I should bring the clear skin back again with dBrand. I'll use my plastic pry tool to unplug the top battery, you know, since we would hate to damage the phone or anything. I'll unclip the extension ribbons like little Legos, and then the side volume ribbon over here on the left. The top motherboard has 1 screw holding it into the phone, and interestingly enough, there are several small magnets along the top that I assume help keep the phone shut when it's in the closed position. I'll take out the removable SIM card tray, unplug the front-facing camera, and then the Z Flip motherboard can pull away from the frame of the phone. This thing also looks pretty phenomenal. It's got a sheen covering the entire board like a rainbow. Gotta love that. I'll flip the board around and unplug the 2 main rear cameras. We have the 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera on the left with no optical image stabilization, and the main 12-megapixel camera on the right with optical image stabilization. The front-facing camera seems to be glued into place, or it could possibly be that I bent the phone too much during the bin test and now it's not going to come out easy. Either way, it does come out in pieces. We can see the colorful sensor on the back here, which catches the light and transmits the image to your phone. And then we have the lens portion, which brings the light into the sensor. Pretty cool. We have the rectangular earpiece speaker, the circular vibration motor, and the little circular contact pads for the volume rocker, along with another little white water damage indicator next to the SIM card tray opening. Samsung has included 2 batteries inside the Z Flip. The phone feels very well balanced when the whole thing is assembled. This top battery comes out relatively easy and is a 900